welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. In Air Chair 1, I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:15 and 71 degrees.
Well, it's good to be with you today. And last week, we were heading for a little trip as soon as the show was over, and we made it up to Bellevue, didn't we, Amber?
We did.
And we had a good time at the train museum, and you even got to climb up in the cab of a train, didn't you?
Yes.
And had a good time. You look good up there in the cab of the train. You playing engineer, weren't you?
Yeah.
But it was something like the C. It had a long name, the CMO Railroad Museum, or that wasn't right, was it, Amber? We don't know, but. If you type in train museum into Google, Bellevue Train Museum, it'll pop up, and we had a good time touring that. We went at a pretty good pace, and it still took us an hour and a half to get there. The exact title is, wasn't even close, The Mad River and NKP Railroad Museum in Bellevue. Mad River and NKP Railroad Museum in Bellevue is where we went, and it's worth the trip up there to check it out. If you like trains, if you like going through old coach cars, and each car that they have, not every single one, but a lot of the cars they have, you crawl up into, and each one is a little museum with artifacts in it. It takes a long time to go through. $10 a piece, you get your money's worth up there, and we just had a great time on that particular trip. And so check out that museum up there in Bellevue, and it was really, really cool. Well, hey, if you get a chance, check out our website. It's radionate.us. That's radionate.us. That's Amber and I's website for the show. You can see our pictures, and you can see the recipes that we have and a lot of different links up there as well. Radionate.us. When you can't find us anywhere else, you can find us there at radionate.us. We're also streaming online, too, at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. We're playing trivia like usual today. And today I'm giving away a gift card, a $10 gift card to Dairy Queen. $10 gift card to Dairy Queen is what we're giving away. Here's how the trivia works. Everybody's welcome. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call and answer one of our trivia questions. We will then put you in a drawing, and at 10:55 this morning, we will draw a winner. If you are the winner, we will mail this gift card right to your door. Sound good? All you need to do to play is dial us up, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we go with the trivia questions. What is the state capital of Wyoming? What is the state capital of Wyoming?
In boxing, what does KO stand for? In boxing, what does KO stand for?
Not including jokers, how many playing cards are there in a standard deck? Not including jokers, how many playing cards are there in a standard deck?
The modern form of pizza originated from which Italian city? The modern form of pizza originated from which Italian city?
Which American author was born Samuel Longhorn Clemens? Which American author was born Samuel Longhorn Clemens?
What American landmark is famous for its big heads? What American landmark is famous for its big heads?
What name is given to a baby kangaroo? What name is given to a baby kangaroo?
After 11, what is the next prime number? After 11, what is the next prime number?
What three colors are on the Italian flag? What three colors are on the Italian flag?
Someone who can use both hands equally well is said to be what? Someone who can use both hands equally well is said to be what?
740-383-9944. Start us off this morning. Get signed up for a chance to win a gift card to Dairy Queen. We'll give that away at 10:55 this morning. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Well, it's pretty quiet on the phones today. I'm kind of surprised. Nobody has jumped on board and answered any of our trivia questions this morning for a Dairy Queen gift card. So be the first, 740-383-9944. This is Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:22 and 71 degrees.
And this morning, all right, we have our first call of the morning phoning in here. So let's find out who is on the line this morning. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good.
Well, you got stiff competition on the radio is one thing. You got the sale of grain champion sale out at the fair going on right now.
Oh, yes. So, okay.
Yeah. There might have a couple of listeners missing, maybe, if they're big in that. You never know.
Yes, that is true.
You know, when you're selling your grand champion hog for $6,000, that turkey for $1,500, hey. a lot of money there. A lot of good people that support the kids.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, it's a good cause.
Yeah,
so you are right about that, Ernie. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Yep. So 13 is the next prime number.
Yes, 13, next prime number.
Yeah. So well.
You got anything? Got anything planned today on this Saturday?
My grandson's going to come over, and we're going to trim some bushes and shrubs and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, get a little work done outside.
Yeah, nice. Be a nice day out there. Only about 80 or 81 degrees, and you know, so.
Yeah, not too bad today.
No.
Yeah, it should be shaping up to be a pretty nice seasonal Saturday,
nice,
for sure.
Tonight's supposed to be down in the high 50s, you know, and
yeah,
so
good
nice
sleeping weather tonight. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Well, you guys have a good show.
All right, hey, appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in, Ernie.
All right, thanks.
Good
Nate.
Talking to
good
you.
Good talk to you.
Bye bye. All right, there we go. Yeah, that could be some of our listeners over. listening to the fair report. But those of you that are here, we're glad you're here. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win a gift card to Dairy Queen this morning. We would love to hear from you. Well, we have some offbeat fun facts to pass along to you this morning, and something that might perk your interest just a little bit. So here we go.
English muffins originated in New York, not England. Classic scary movie star Vincent Price also wrote his own cookbook. The first cars didn't have windshield wipers. America's top five ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and chocolate chip cookie dough, a survey found. Raw red kidney beans can be poisonous, but cooked ones are safe to eat. Clocks were once made with only one hand. One of the most requested photos from the National Archives is of President Richard Nixon shaking hands with Elvis. Scientists have created a dairy-free, plant-based ice cream. Sharks can't blink. The American flag official colors are Old Glory red, white, and Old Glory blue.
All right, there's some offbeat fun facts for you this morning. We'll get back to some more trivia here in just a moment, see if we can get some more questions answered right now. Ernie is in the drawing. He is the one and only. So you have pretty good odds at winning the gift card to Dairy Queen this morning. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's what it's time for now. At least once a week, 68-year-old Baltazar Usha spends 5 hours hiking 14,700 feet up Ecuador's Mount Chimbonzu to collect ice. Continuing the family tradition, he uses a pickaxe to hack ice from a cave and shapes it into blocks, which sell for around $2.50 a piece, meaning that he rarely earns more than $25 per week. He is only 4.9 feet tall, but can carry two 66-pound ice blocks on his shoulders. A 22-year-old man had to be rescued by firefighters in Sydney, Australia, after becoming stuck for 3 hours in a washing machine at his home. His entire lower body was wedged in the appliance drum, and it took crews over an hour to get him out. The world's population flushes away 27,000 trees worth of toilet paper every single day. The 200-year-old remains of a meditating monk were discovered in Mongolia in 2015 with the body still sitting in a cross-legged position. The human relic has been preserved under cattle skin. Ripley's Believe It or Not. Born 8 minutes apart on September 22, 1999, triplets Zagat, Zuan, and Zora from Chitwan, Nepal, all qualified to become doctors in 2015. And finally, 15-year-old British sailor Winman Wykeham Musgrave, we're having some difficult names today, but I'm just breezing through them, survived torpedo attacks on 3 different ships that were sunk in 1 hour off the Dutch coast on September 22, 1914, during World War I. And there's your Ripley's Believe It or Not. Well, let's go to the news desk now and find out what's going on with our offbeat news for today. An Idaho zoo threw a birthday party for a black-handed spider monkey who officials said might be the world's oldest member of his species at age 60. Zoo Boise threw a birthday party for spider monkey Elvis and Aldebra tortoise named Mr. Mac, who turned 100. The zoo said Elvis is estimated to be about 60 years old, which would make him the oldest spider monkey in the world. Spider monkeys in captivity generally live to ages 20 to 40. Zoo officials said they are in the process of verifying Elvis's age, but his history is difficult to track. The primate came to the facility from the Denver Zoo after being donated by a private individual. Animal rescuers in Wisconsin are trying to find the owner of an unusual animal found swimming in a lake, an alligator. JNR Aquatic Animal Rescue said the alligator was spotted in Long Lake and was captured by Osceola Boat Patrol, which turned the reptile over to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Conservation wardens then brought the gator to the animal rescue group. The rescue group said the alligator will be kept for a week to give its owner time to claim it. The alligator will be rehomed in an accredited sanctuary if not claimed. And finally, an Idaho man, this is for you, Ernie, an Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by using his hands to snap 83 matches in 30 seconds. David Rush, who has broken nearly 250 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, said he worked to refine his technique after setting the one-minute version of the same record at 91 matches in 2019. Quote, I increased my speed dramatically using hand strengthening exercises and a single hand technique to break each match, Rush said. He said 21 of the matches to break the attempt was disqualified because they didn't fully separate into two pieces, making the official total 83. It was enough to break the previous record of 67, set by Manish Jeshua in January of 2021. Quote, my sons and I then lined up all the broken matches in homemade Play-Doh to make a fire snake, Rush said. All right, there's your offbeat news, and now it is time to do more trivia. 740-383-9944 is our number. That's 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Dairy Queen gift card today at 10:55. Here's how it works. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of our trivia questions. We will put you in the drawing for a chance to win. Here we go. What is the state capital of Wyoming? What is the state capital of Wyoming?
In boxing, what does KO stand for? In boxing, what does KO stand for?
Not including jokers, how many playing cards are there in a standard deck?
The modern form of pizza originated from which Italian city? The modern form of pizza originated from which Italian city?
Which American author was born Samuel Longhorn Clemens? Which American author was born Samuel Longhorn Clemens?
What American landmark is famous for its big heads? What American landmark is famous for its big heads?
What name is given to a baby kangaroo? What name is given to a baby kangaroo?
Someone who can use both hands equally well is said to be what? Someone who can use both hands equally well is said to be what?
What three colors are on the Italian flag? What three colors are on the Italian flag? Now, we've got a report that some folks might be having trouble getting through this phone line. Now, I know maybe this phone line might have been used for other things. So, Amber, do me a favor and dial our number and see if you ring through here. And see if you get a ring on your end here. We'll do a little test here. You're not getting anything. Okay.
It's just ringing busy.
Well, all right. Okay. Well, Try it again. See what you get.
It's still just ringing busy.
I'm telling you what. Well, that's why you can't get through, folks. I'm very sorry about that. Looks like our phone line is down. So, Ernie snuck through, but got a report that some other folks are trying to get through, and that's why we're not getting very many calls today. So, I do not know what is going on, for sure. So, well, anyhow, that makes things interesting when you're trying to do a call-in show, for sure. Are you trying it again? Nothing. Okay. All right. Well, bummer. We got one person in the drawing anyhow. Ernie made it through. I see it keeps popping up line in use, even when the line is not in use. Okay. For some reason, we are not ringing through. It's just getting you got a busy signal, Amber?
I did get a busy signal.
That's all you got was a busy signal. Okay. Well, anyhow, our usual number is 740-383-9944. Nothing. Did you get a click this time or a busy signal?
I got a click that time.
A click that time. Okay. All right, well, it appears our phone number is down. So, now what'd you get?
You talking.
You got me talking.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. We're having all kinds of phone troubles this morning. So, I am very sorry, folks, that you cannot get through. Okay, here comes a call here. Here comes somebody that lucked out to get through. Let's find out who's on the line. Hi, world, and it's a deadline. Wouldn't you know it? Nobody on the line. Okay, well, I guess we can't fool with that throughout the program because we have other content to pass along to you. So I guess we'll just move on with our other content and we'll just go till we run out of content. Then we'll go off. No, we'll be here till 11 o'clock doing our thing. But so it appears like our phone lines are out this morning. So, all right, that's a real bummer. As you can tell, that is. Okay, 10:36. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 73 degrees.
I stole your time, didn't I? Yes, I did. Okay, here comes somebody. Here comes another call. Let's see if we can select this one. Nope. Just a dial tone. All right. Well, I know you folks are out there, but nobody can get through except Ernie. Ernie, you were one lucky guy this morning to get through. It looks like you might be the only one in our drawing. Okay, well, it is now time for Stupid Criminals. So let's move on. So far as I know, our microphones are still working, so we will go with Stupid Criminals. So let's roll.
This unsuccessful bank robber thought he was pretty smart when he decided to disguise his face with fabric. But he forgot one very important thing, to cut eye holes. In order to see what he was doing, the bad guy had to lift up the fabric, showing everyone in the bank his face. Based on an eyewitness description, it wasn't hard for the cops to track down the masked man.
I guess it wasn't. No, it wasn't at all. All right, it is time for On This Day in History. And we will find out what is going on this July the 9th as we roll through already. 1776 on this date, the American Declaration of Independence was read aloud to General George Washington's troops in New York. 1792, S.L. Mitchell of Columbia College in New York City became the first professor of agriculture. 1808, the leather-splitting machine was patented by Samuel Parker. 1816, Argentina declared independence from Spain. 1847, a 10-hour workday was established for workers in the state of New Hampshire. 1872, the donut cutter was patented by John F. Blundell. 1877, Alexander Graham Bell, Gardner Green Hubbard, Thomas Sanders, and Thomas Watson formed the Bell Telephone Company. 1878, the corn cob pipe was patented by Henry Tibby. 1900, the Commonwealth of Australia was established by an act of the British Parliament uniting the separate colonies under a federal government. 1922, Johnny Wissmuller became the first person to swim the 100 meters freestyle in less than 1 minute. 1935, Norman Bright ran the 2-mile event in the record time of 9 minutes, 13.2 seconds at a meet in New York City. And in 1943, American and British forces made an amphibious landing on Sicily. And that's what happened on this July the 9th on this day in history. Again, I want to apologize. Our phone lines are not working this morning. Ernie was the only one that was able to slip through our lines today, so nobody else can get through. And I do apologize for that, especially since this is a phone-in program and you all make the show go. So we are sitting here doing our thing this morning, talking to you, and hopefully you can hear us okay over 107.1 FM and WWGH1071.com. Incidentally, you can download the TuneIn app as well. Just go to your apps on your telephone, select TuneIn on your Google Play Store or your iPhone thingy, and and just download that and then search WWGH. That will pop up. Well, should we do trivia? No, you don't think so? Yeah. Oh, okay. Can they call you? An answer of okay. Well, hey, let's try this. Why don't you phone Amber and answer a trivia question with this number, okay? And you can call Amber. Call 740-341-1651 and she will answer. I can't answer it on the air, can I? Okay. Maybe I can put you on speaker or something. Call 740-341-1651 and answer a trivia question that way. 740-341-1651 and answer a trivia question that way. Let's refresh the trivia questions that we do have right now. And so since our phone lines are down, we'll use that alternate number. I hate to throw so many numbers out there, but we'll just give that a try. 740-341-1651. 740-341-1651. Call us and answer a trivia question that way, and I'll put you on speakerphone, and we'll just see if we can get it up to the microphone here, and we'll get you a trivia question that way if you'd like to go. What is the state capital of Wyoming? What is the state capital of Wyoming?
In boxing, what does KO stand for? In boxing, what does KO stand for?
Not including jokers, how many playing cards are there in a standard deck? Not including jokers, how many playing cards are there in a standard deck?
The modern form of pizza originated from which Italian city? The modern form of pizza originated from which Italian city?
Again, try this alternate line to get through and answer one of our trivia questions. Dial 740-341-1651 since our regular line is down. 740-341-1651. It's one of our cell phones, and we will get you through that way. Okay? 740-341-1651. Which American author was born Samuel Longhorn Clemens? Which American author was born Samuel Longhorn Clemens?
What American landmark is famous for its big heads? What American landmark is famous for its big heads?
What name is given to a baby kangaroo? What name is given to a baby kangaroo?
Someone who can use both hands equally well is said to be what? Someone who can use both hands equally well is said to be what?
And what three colors are on the Italian flag? What three colors are on the Italian flag? If you'd like a chance to win a Dairy Queen gift card, give us a call at this alternate number since our regular lines are down. 740-341-1651. 740-341-1651. And we'll take your call that way since our regular line is down. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond.
And we are glad that you are here this morning. All right. Well, we will see if we can get anybody to call in on the cell phone. I know it's hard when you throw out an alternate number like that when you're used to the regular one. But our regular line is down. I know some folks tried to get through. But like I said, Ernie was the only one that was lucky enough to slide through this morning. All righty. Well, it looks like it is time for the Weird Word of the Week. And so head with me down the long hallway, make a right, have a seat in my little classroom, and on the chalkboard I have written this week's weird word. And it's circumambulate. Circumambulate. C-I-R-C-U-M-A-M-B-U-L-A-T-E. Circumambulate. It's a verb. The definition is to walk or go about or around, especially ceremoniously. Circumambulate was first recorded in the 1650s. So, an old word for sure. The weird word of the week. Circumambulate. You can throw that into your vocabulary. Hey, I want to tell you, the Gary Lyons Trio with special guest the James Rainey Trio will be in concert July the 15th. And for the first time ever, Denise Hopper and James Michael Rainey will be performing together on a couple of keyboards there. July the 15th, 7 p.m., Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street, here in Marion. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141. So if you enjoy Southern Gospel music, hey, this is a night to check out this coming Friday, I do believe, July the 15th. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. And the Lyons family has toured around the Marion and even Ohio area. Oh, they've toured out of state too, I do believe. And so you will enjoy this particular concert for sure coming up here on July the 15th at Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 7 p.m. Southern Gospel music. If you enjoy that, you will not want to miss this particular concert. And I think Amber and I are planning on going and enjoying that concert. Well, it looks like it's time for Ladies Corner as we roll through our content this morning. And so we're just going to keep passing on information to you since our phone lines are down. If you would like to answer one of our trivia questions, you can call one of our cell phones and we will pick it up that way, 740-341-1651. 740-341-1651. If you'd like to answer a trivia question, we will just have you call our cell phone and do it that way. Our regular lines are down. I know several of you have tried to get through to the program and I couldn't get through, so I do apologize for that. Ladies Corner, here we go.
Honey remedy for skin blemishes. Cover the blemish with a dab of honey and place a Band-Aid over it. Honey kills the bacteria, keeps the skin sterile, and speeds healing, works overnight. Listerine therapy for toenail fungus. Get rid of unsightly toenail fungus by soaking your toes in Listerine mouthwash. The powerful antiseptic leaves your toenails looking healthy again. Eyeglass eye protection. To prevent the screws in eyeglasses from loosening, apply a small drop of crystal clear nail polish to the threads of the screws before tightening them. Cleaning liquid that doubles as bug killer. If menacing bees, wasps, hornets, or yellow jackets get in your home and you can't find the insect spray, try a spray of Formula 409. Insects drop to the ground instantly. Smart splinter remover. Just pour a drop of Elmer's glue all over the splinter, let dry, and peel the dried glue off the skin. The splinter sticks to the dried glue. Hunt's Tomato Paste Boil Cure. Cover the boil with Hunt's Tomato Paste as a compress. The acid from the tomatoes smooth the pain and bring the boil to head.
Hello, we're on the air.
Yeah, I'm proud about you being on today.
Well, hey, that's okay. I'm glad you got through. Our phone lines are down, but I'm glad you got through this way.
Okay. I didn't remember any questions, so...
Okay. I'll give you a couple. See if you want to answer one. Okay.
Okay.
What is the state capital of Wyoming?
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, okay.
Cheyenne
is a correct answer. Well, how's your day going today?
Oh, not too bad. Trying to cut a little bit of grass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trimming so far, but. Got to work on the mower to put a belt on.
Yeah, got to get out there and do that before it gets too hot.
Yeah.
For sure. And then after you do that, grass, relax with a cup of your favorite beverage, maybe some ice water.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got through this way anyhow.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for calling us. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you have a good day. You too.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, Mr. David got through here. So we got two in our drawing here for the Dairy Queen gift card coming up in just about 5 minutes. So if you'd like to get through and answer one of our trivia questions, 740-341-1651. I'll put you on speakerphone just like that, and we'll put you on the air. I don't know, Amber, did that come through in your headphones?
It did.
It looks like it came up on the board, so it looks like maybe folks... might be able to hear it. So that just might work. 740-341-1651. Call us that way and answer one of our trivia questions. You can call our cell phone since our regular lines are down. All right. Well, hey, you know, I usually don't have time to give you any more offbeat news, but since we haven't had any callers today, since our lines are down, I do happen to have some more offbeat news to pass along to you. So here we go. Emergency responders in New Jersey came to the rescue of a confused dog that ran into the water and swam 1.5 miles from shore. The Monmouth County Sheriff's Office said its Marine One unit was dispatched when the 10-year-old Siberian Husky named Caden was reported in distress in Raritan Bay. The sheriff's office said Caden had swam about 1.5 miles into the water before he was picked up by the Marine One unit. The canine was not injured and was returned to his owner. Always nice to hear a story where the dog ends up safe and sound. Also, a Boston woman who has been working on planes for 65 years was named the world's longest-serving flight attendant by Guinness World Records. Bette Nash, 86 years old, started working as a flight attendant in 1957 for Eastern Airlines and continues to this day at American Airlines without any lapse in employment, Guinness World Records confirmed. Nash said she has spent most of her career working on the New York-Boston-Washington shuttle because it allows her to return home at night to care for her son who has disabilities. Guinness said Nash is also the oldest currently serving flight attendant in the world. Nash said in 2017 when she celebrated her 60th anniversary with the company that the job has changed considerably since the early days. You had to be a certain height, you had to be a certain weight, and it used to be horrible. You put on a few pounds and you had to keep weighing yourself, and then if you stayed that way, they'd take you off the payroll, she told WJLA-TV. But she's been doing it for 65 years. And finally, an Australian teenager earned a third Guinness World Records title for her memory skills by correctly identifying 40 U.S. presidents in 1 minute. Looks like we have another cell phone call coming through. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Mark Twain was one of the answers.
Mark Twain is correct. How's your day going?
Oh, I'm working up a troop.
Working up a storm, right?
Yep.
I guess that's what Saturdays are meant for.
not really.
Yeah, they're meant for relaxing, right?
Yep, that's what Mom will get to do.
Oh, boy. Yep, out there working hard, man.
Yep, I'm going to try to mow.
Well, maybe a little bit later you'll have time to relax. All right. Well, let's see. We'll get dropped. We dropped the call there, but I know who that was. That was Miss April right there, and we'll get her signed up for a chance to win. Alrighty, it is now 10:55, and we ended up with three people in our drawing, so it's time to find out who's the winner. I'm going to have Amber shuffle those up, And then draw us a name. All right, she's shuffling. All right, she's mixing them up good, those three. All right, pull one out. Who do we got? Go ahead.
April.
April, all right. April, congratulations. You win the Dairy Queen gift card. And thanks to everybody that did make it through today. Thanks to Ernie, David, and April for winning. Well, April for winning the gift card. But thank you, everybody else that called. Our phone lines were down. Ernie made it through on the regular line. And David and April made it through on the cell phone line. So I'm sorry to everybody who didn't get through today. Hopefully next Saturday we'll have the line back up and going. Not sure what happened there. I don't like it with things. Don't work right. Makes me want to cry. No, it doesn't. It's just one of those things. When you're on live radio, you just roll with it. You just go with it. That's just the way it is. Well, we have just enough time for our recipe for today. We've rolled through a lot of content today, haven't we, Amber?
We have.
Yeah, I feel like we've done a full show today, man. We've done a lot of hard work. So, hey, what's the recipe that we have for the folks out there today? By the way, they can find this recipe by going to facebook.com/RadioNate. Facebook.com/RadioNate. You can find the recipe or just search Radio Nate into Facebook. I've talked enough. Take it away.
BLT rollers. 4 ounces cream cheese softened. 1/4 cup real mayo, 8 slices cooked bacon crumbled, 1/2 cup chopped tomatoes, 2 flour tortillas, 1/2 cup shredded lettuce. Mix cream cheese and mayo in a medium bowl until blended. Add bacon and tomatoes. Mix well. Spread onto tortillas, top with lettuce. Roll up tightly. Cut each roll up diagonally into 7 slices.
Sounds like a good recipe. Facebook.com/RadioNate is where you can find that recipe. I was doing a news story there when that last call came in. I was telling you about an Australian teenager who grabbed the title for correctly identifying 40 U.S. presidents in 1 minute. Lara Noonan, who is 16 years old of Sydney, Australia, previously broke the Guinness World Records for most Marvel characters identified in 1 minute, 88 of those, and most cartoon characters identified in 1 minute, 102 of those. She says, "I wanted to go for the hat trick of getting 3 Guinness World Record titles in a 12-month period." Noonan said her latest record attempt was in some ways more complicated than her previous 2. Yeah, she just saw their pictures, was able to correctly identify who they were, 40 of them, in just 1 minute. You know, I'd like to break a Guinness World Record sometime. I don't know exactly what I'd do, but it'd be kind of interesting for sure. All right, one more time, I want to let you know about the concert with the Gary Lyons Trio and the James Rainey Trio, July the 15th. If you enjoy Southern Gospel music, July 15th, 7 p.m., Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street in Marion. For more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. 740-692-1141. This concert is free, open to the public, and I'm sure they'll pass the plates around to take a love offering for the groups while you're there. But so if you enjoy that type of Southern Gospel music, you will enjoy this particular concert. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye. We're here every Saturday morning, 10:15 to 11 o'clock. Hopefully our phones will be up and running next week, and we'll be back at full strength, and we'll have something else exciting to give away. Amber, it's been a pleasure sitting across from you today. Thanks for being here, and we've had a good time, haven't we?
We have.
All right, so I will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
As soon as the show's over. All right. Until next week, thanks so much for listening. Nate Redmond on behalf of Amber Redmond. We'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.5.